Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the first meeting of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. I want to welcome you and thank you for being here and for taking the initiative to step up and be involved in a very important committee, a very significant committee, but one that we will work you very, very hard. So I want to thank you for that. I'll have some additional remarks in a moment, as will Zlatko, my co-chair, but I did want to... We have the honor of having the chief with us here who would like to make some remarks, so I want to turn it over to her before we delve into our meeting.
Thank you, Judge Earle. I echo the comments of Judge Earle. I am so happy to see all of you here. Many I have seen numerous times around this table in your role with judicial counsel, chairs of advisory committees, voices presenting, and I am thrilled that this committee has the expertise that we need going forward. I echo the comments of Judge Earle. You've already worked very hard to make a historical model change for the better for service to California. There are other challenging steps ahead, but I thank you for being here. I thank you for being here on short notice. I thank you in advance for all the hard work. I know what you'll be poring over. I know what you'll be having to discuss collegially with all of your colleagues about all of the challenges as we move forward. But I really also want to congratulate you on stepping up and doing this for us, for all of us. You've seen this turnaround. We really are having the judges and the executive officers really roll up sleeves and move us forward. This can only be done by you, only. And so I look forward to your recommendations in July to the Judicial Council. And I also want to take a moment to commend Judge Earle for her vision of inviting the public to this important meeting. As you know, and as you've read in the papers, council's been working on a workable policy rule, call it what you will, to open up meetings. But we realize that there are certain concerns when judges are on specific committees and need to opine and predict case law, interpret case law. So this is a fine line. We've been working on it. But I commend Judge Earle for understanding the public's need to know where their tax dollars are being spent and opening this up using her discretion as a chair, as all chairs of the committees have, to open up the meeting. I just want to spend a few moments to thank you, commend you, and empathize with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you for being here. So just following up on what the chief said, I wanted to take a moment to, again, welcome you and talk a little bit about the Budget Advisory Committee and the role that we have. It's quite different than the budget working group or advisory committees of past. As the chief said, we've taken the initiative to get presiding judges and CEOs more involved in the budget discussion. The Budget Advisory Committee, in my opinion, is at a point of transition. We are becoming more potent. We are becoming more powerful in our unity. We have made the decision to meet more frequently to follow the budget development cycle. In years past, the Budget Advisory Committee would meet maybe 2-3 times a year. We will meet more frequently, some of which by phone, some of which in person. Our subcommittees will meet more frequently. And I want to commend you for being willing to step up and be involved in this. The important thing about this committee and the important thing to keep in mind is it's a unique committee because we're here to make decisions that affect trial courts in general. So we're here to make decisions that are significant for the entire branch. But we come with our own hats, so to speak. We come as PJs and CEOs of counties of variable sizes, different geographical locations, different cultures, and that's not to be forgotten. In fact, we rely on you to bring that information to these meetings to give us the perspective of courts of different sizes. But ultimately, we have to remember that we have to take off our hats as PJs and CEOs of an individual court and that our decisions truly are ones that are for the benefit of the entire branch. And sometimes that's difficult to do, but we'll remind each other of that, I'm sure, during the course of our discussions. So that is the challenge that we have when we serve on this committee. Let me turn it over to Zlatko for some introductory remarks, and then we'll jump right into our agenda. I think I will ask to go around the room and introduce ourselves, since we have some other folks that have joined us. You have seen I've squeezed a few more chairs into our circle, and we'll do that again. We have a discussion coming up later in the agenda about the new workload model, particularly about the cost of labor or Bureau of Labor Statistics adjustment. And there are some people who are here out in the audience who served on the Funding Methodology Subcommittee and their term expired. I'm going to ask them to join us in the circle for that discussion when we get to that agenda item. So we'll need to squeeze some chairs in when we get there. Zlatko?
Thank you, Judge Earl. Good morning, everyone. I appreciate you all being here. We were very concerned that maybe the BART strike was going to cause the travel logistics to be difficult, but thankfully that worked out and everybody can make it today. I am excited that this is an open meeting in terms of our first efforts here being broadcast publicly via our web, and I think that's an important step. I think last year we opened up the budget working group meetings to all the branch, and I think that that was a good first step. We made it available. We made the materials available to everybody. And so this is just a natural progression of that. And this work is important, and we want to make sure that everybody's fully aware of the good and important work that the Budget Advisory Committee does, and the recommendations that it makes to the Council for consideration are thoughtful and important ones for them to consider. So with that, I think we'll just have the introductions. For those of you who don't know, I'm Zlatko Theodorovich, Director of Fiscal Services, and I've been here for 2 years. And I'm really looking forward to working with you all over the next budget cycle.
So we wanted to start briefly with just an idea of the projected workload ahead for this committee in the next fiscal year. As you know, and your appointment was until, I believe, October 1st of next year. The reason for that was to follow the budget development and budget cycle. But also, since it's a new committee, there was some thought early on that the chief would make appointments on staggered terms, but rather than do that, everybody was appointed for a year or so, and we will give her some input when we get closer on whether or not that was effective, whether or not there should be longer terms. I think we're all in favor of consistency, so it may be that we make suggestions to her on staggered terms of longer duration, but that is why we focused on October 1st. So we wanted to give you an idea of the workload ahead, not only of the budget committee, but of the subcommittees. We have three very important subcommittees that will be involved in work over the next fiscal year. We have the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee, and I will introduce these, but then Zlatko will tell you a little bit more about what's involved with each of those subcommittees so you can appreciate what's expected of the subcommittee members. The Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee virtually does a line item review of the two funds that feed the trial courts, the Trial Court Trust Fund and the Improvement and Modernization Fund. So every year we get together, look at the projected revenues for those funds, the projected expenditures for those funds, and make suggestions if there is going to be a deficit. So that's one thing that we will look at throughout the course of the next year. Of course, we have the Funding Methodology Subcommittee. And there's lots more work ahead for the funding methodology. As you recall, when we made our presentation in the past, there were a number of what we called parking lot issues that had not yet been incorporated into the new workload model and that we need to continue working on them. Of utmost importance is the unique factor process that we mentioned and that we want to roll into place for fiscal year 14-15. We are continuing to work on that, and in fact, the members of the subcommittee who are no longer on the Budget Advisory Committee their term has been extended as advisory committee members until we work through this unique factor process. They have a lot of historical knowledge for the conversations that we've started. Some of those folks are here today, and as I said, when we get to a discussion about that Bureau of Labor Statistics adjustment, I'll have them come up and join us. And then we also have a subcommittee that will work on funding related to criminal justice realignment. Judge David Wesley, who's just joined us, and I think we have room for you up here somewhere. We'll find a seat for you. He is the chair of that subcommittee, and he will be calling meetings as needed. We can scoot you in. So I'll turn it over to Zlatko to explain a little bit about what each committee does, and then once we've done that, I'll send out sign-up sheets. We have sign-up sheets for each of the three committees, and if you're interested in participating in one of the particular subcommittee, we encourage everyone to get involved with at least one. Just sign your name to the sign-up sheet, there's only 8 slots, but that doesn't mean we can't have more than 8 people. That's just where we stopped counting. But we'll pass those around through the duration of the meeting, and if you could sign up for what you're interested in, and Zlatko and I will look through them, and we'll make assignments based on the input we get from you.